Good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess. As usual, I'm so delighted to be able to talk to you today. We don't have a guest again. Again, we're still working with summer schedules, and a lot of people are out of town. I do have some people coming in September, so that should be a fun thing to have. But Lord have mercy, can you imagine? It is almost the end of the summer season already. I don't know where the summer has flown, but it certainly didn't take me along for the ride. I'm still here trying to figure out what happened. I enjoy usually being around during the summer because I like to have, when I like the hot weather. But by fall, you know, I'm about ready for things to start becoming more fall-like. And I understand beginning next week, at least in the Washington and Northeast region, we're going to have fall-like weather, which should be a nice change from the heat and humidity. And I am looking forward to it. Lots of things have happened. Again, we've lost another wonderful human being, Senator Edward Kennedy. And but 2 weeks after his sister, there was a lovely family. You didn't have to agree with her politics, but they sure kept up by being close to each other and respecting each other and working with each other. That's a gift all in by itself. And I also took a little time off, a couple of days, literally, to go to the beach in Delaware, Rehoboth, to stay with a friend of mine. She and a couple of friends rented a condo for the season, for about a week or so. She always celebrates her birthday. What a lovely gift to herself to go to the beach for about a week. And she ends up sharing, which I think is fabulous. And I got to stay 2 days, and the days were lovely. It started raining the day I came back, Friday. And I got a lot done in that little bit of time. I got to be out in the sun for a little bit. I didn't get burned, just a hint of sun. And got to see what I haven't been to see for years and years. Used to go a couple of times when I knew somebody who had a beach house that I rented, and that person is long gone now. And so I hadn't been back for a while, but it was a lot of fun. And seeing how the area has built up, it's like you can wall-to-wall malls. And I remember way back when there were no malls, when you actually went down, you actually went to the beach because that's what there was, the beach. And everything else was just kind of a lot of sand, but it has built up. Rehoboth is lovely. I think for the first time I went to Lewes to visit a high school friend who has bought a beautiful house there. And had lunch with her, and we caught up on some of the friends we knew from high school. Shared the knowledge that we had. We lost a teacher just a week and a half ago from way back when, so that too was a sad situation. And but the teacher was, I guess she had to be close to her probably 90s now, if I were to guess. And at any rate, it was a lovely time, and I'm so glad I took the time off. I almost didn't go because, you know, I work with little ones, the babies at a hospital, and I would have missed them, but, you know, there'll be babies there forever, and this was a great opportunity. And I just enjoyed sitting and having a little tropical drink with my friends and listening to a great band from the island of Charlotte Amelia, Amelie, as they call it, and a nice band it is. And my friend even got as a birthday gift a free CD from them, and very nice. What a lot of fun we had. Meanwhile, back to D.C. and what's around. Well, a lot of stuff happening in this beautiful world of ours, and a lot of things going on. We're still waiting to hear on the program if it's going to get started and funded. So that's the one thing that hasn't changed for the better. And I also want to tell you that there are readings today. I can do tarot or just psychic readings or what have you, dream interpretation, whatever you'd like to do. I'm available to do today and to discuss and talk about and chat. you want to just share about any experiences that you've had, that would be absolutely fabulous, too. I'm always interested in that and working with people. I had a dear friend of mine up in New York write me about what were OBEs. She had really, really aware dreams, and she was exhausted when she got up. And she said like she was dragged all over the place and she didn't know what was going on. And so I told her that she had had an OBE. Well, she didn't know what that was. And then she's written back and said, now, what's the difference between astral travel and OBE? Well, OBE means out-of-body experience. That's when you leave your body, you go to another world. Astral travel, the same thing. Astral travel happens, by the way, when you are, normally when you are asleep. OBE can mean you are awake or in a meditative state and you leave the body. You may be taken out of your body for an OBE. That is my definition. There may be other definitions of it, but also in my my thought process is that astral travel can happen just out of curiosity or just because, whereas OBE, usually there is a specific reason or purpose for being out of body, whether it's wisdom or knowledge or being taught something or shown something or for the future or the past or explanation purposes. That, to me, is more likely to be an OBE, but they are both OBEs. It's important to remember when you start moving into different areas and different worlds and different skills that it might be a good idea to consider. Oh, okay. I do have a caller. So, welcome. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hi, this is Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Sacramento.
Oh, how wonderful.
California.
How is it down there?
Very hot.
I had a young lady who worked for me move there years ago, and she said it was beautiful. She just loved it.
And it's hot.
It's hot, but it's summertime, but it'll get better. How may I
give
service to you today, Michelle?
Well, I heard you were doing readings, and I would love to know if you could give me any, how can I say, just any advice on work. I'm currently in between jobs.
Let's call it in-between opportunities.
Okay. I like that better.
It makes you feel a little bit better, not a whole lot. It still doesn't buy groceries, but it makes you feel better, right? Okay. B job. Okay. What kind of work do you love doing? I almost said flavor. Now, why would I use a flavor when I speak of you and work?
Well, I'm in the arts. I write. I dance.
Ah.
I do theater as well, and so...
Oh, how lovely.
I guess that's labor. It's physical.
No, I said flavor, F-L-A-V-O-R.
Oh.
Flavor, as in tasting the flavor.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. It was like
that's
a flavor.
That's interesting.
That's interesting, because what I got was a taste in my mouth. Now, isn't that interesting? You thought, okay, flavor. Okay, labor. Yeah, labor, and when you're in writing in a theater, it is a labor of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like giving birth, I am told.
I've
written a few things, and it's very difficult because it is so personal, so intensely personal to you, that it is a child of you. So I would imagine that it sometimes exhausts you, though, more than you would like to say. Am I right?
I can't really hear you.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it exhausts you, the writing. It takes so much out of you. Okay.
I haven't written as much as I probably dance and do theater, but, yeah, that's exhausting as well.
Oh, dance and theater. Oh, that's fabulous. Well, it's going to be a little while, a little rough for you during these coming days, and I'm sorry to say that. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, no.
Let me do some cards on this for you, will you? Because what I'm feeling is... There's some, isn't it cute? I chose the major card art in the Voyager tarot. And what I see is artistic, and that means to be true to your art. I see here an orchid and diamonds and a rainbow, hope, and hands holding jewels out, the crane in flight, and electrifying, and the butterfly of transformation. And I also see a spaceship. I see all of these symbols for you, which is a positive thing for you, and is a positive outlook. You might, have you been considering moving to another area to do your work?
I have not.
Okay. You're pretty glued to where you are. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, if work takes me somewhere else, I'll follow it.
Okay. You won't say no to opportunity if the door
yes.
is open. Okay, got it. Because that's very important, to be flexible, to be willing to move, because sometimes it can seem chaotic and unhappy when we first do it, but then we find out it's the best thing for us. Okay, so I just shuffle the cards, I cut them. Now let me pull out the first one. First card is, the Child of Worlds, the player. Remember, keep it childlike. Your trust, your faith, and all the excitement that goes with a child's view of the world. And
got
India,
it.
You have that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Keeping the child's view of the world where everything is open and beautiful. Here's another second word, Devil's Play, which is one of the major arcane cards. And in this, again, it's to be pleased, to have fun, to enjoy the work that you do, and to laugh and to have fun. Here we have an emperor. There seems to be a man that will be coming into your life. And here I have, commencement, the beginning of something really wonderful. Then we have the courage card. Be courageous. As children are courageous in starting and doing new things, take a chance. Be courageous. There seems to be a male that is going to be helping you.
When's he coming along?
and here I have the Sun, which is very powerful, which is a bright card. And this is, I see, after that, the Sun is very powerful. So what I'm feeling is, while it may not feel that way now, things are going to work out for you. And
that's
the more
great.
Open, receptive you are, the more trusting you are, the more you're going to allow the universe to provide what you are looking for.
Yeah.
And in an unexpected and prosperous way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Would it be bad of me to ask when that emperor is going to come, or should I just
be
courageous?
How could you be bad? You're a child. Children are bad. They're good. There's laughter in it. And it's not, and I know people say kids here are just nosy and want to know things. It's not nosiness, it's curiosity. It's
yes.
wanting to know and to share and be curious. Well, it's close by. It's within
okay.
the next 3 weeks. Possibly 2 weeks. But I'm feeling that it's in the next 2 to 3 weeks. There may
I'll
be some confusion around what you're doing, but the fulfillment comes for you. Fulfillment comes, and I think
good.
It's going to involve more than one genre, if that makes sense to you. It's going to involve several levels of your expertise and talents, so that you're going
that'd
to be
great.
Challenged on this. Okay?
I'm looking
That's
forward
what I think.
To it. Well, I'll definitely call you back to let you know when that happens.
Please, you know, people just don't call back, and I have to assume that it's happened, because as long as things don't move around, I was talking about this with someone else in the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gives good advice. He says, call me back and let me know if it works out. And they don't call back, you know. And, it's because it's like having pain. As long as it's there, you want to do something about it. When it's gone, you forget about it. And so you don't dwell on it, so you don't bring it back again. So I think that's what people do. When things work out
I'm going to call you back, because you really are helping me out here. For my
okay.
mindset and my consciousness, and so I appreciate it.
Is it verifying what you feel within you?
Yes, it is.
That's what I want to hear. I tell people this. Verify it against what you feel, because nobody knows you quite like you do. God bless you.
Yeah.
I am so excited. I will look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice. That's so nice. I love hearing that. And maybe she will. And that would be just delightful. If anybody else wants to call in, that's fine, too. But we were working on bringing to fruition the positive aspects. It was such a nice deal to have to go away and to share with people. And I find myself, as I grow more into who I really feel I am, that I don't need to talk about myself as much as I used to. Maybe I do it a lot on the show, I don't know. But I do know that often, when I am with other people now, I simply fall quiet and allow them to talk. And somehow, that is more satisfying for me now, whatever stage I'm in, than for me to have filled the time talking before. Because sometimes I think most people don't have someone they can really talk to and listen, and who understands and puts themselves aside. There's just so much these days that we are so pushed in time and space and to do this, that, and the other thing that some of us have lost the ability to be good listeners, and that is one of the greatest gifts going. Some of the greatest diplomats have that gift. And it's something that I'd like to continue cultivating, because sometimes I just get tired of talking, but not on my show. This is a time when I get to preen and shine and laugh. Excuse me. So, anyone else coming online, please feel free to call. Again, I love doing dream interpretations and readings. I do work on spiritual aspects. The changes, the transitions that are being made in this fall, this coming season, are going to be very, very important for our future. And I think many people know this. I know that there are a lot of predictions floating out there. And flowing, I guess, is a good word, too. Floating out there. And I am fairly comfortable with acknowledging that when I run that against my inner, guardian, my inner guide, I don't know what to call the inner self nowadays. There's so many words that one can use, that it all feels so right somehow. And it's not a matter of wishing that things would change a whole lot. But I know a lot of changes have to be made. I think what kind of makes me sad in a way is that so many people are going to be holding on to the past and not looking to the future. And that's kind of sad in a way. On the other hand, it gives people an opportunity to grow and to make decisions that they might otherwise just sit on their hands and not try to make. So there's a plus on both sides of the equation when you deal with change like this. I know there are many great souls that have left and are preparing to leave. And I know that many people are seeing something and not understanding what it is. So all I can say is we've got a brave new world waiting for us. And what we should do is laugh and rejoice and enjoy it. Some of the work that I am going to be doing will be teaching people new ways of doing things, using their own inner resources to guide them. And the tricky thing is that one can't use the words that we use. We can use here on the show, or that we can use elsewhere. in conversation, because I'll be working in an atmosphere where it's a lot of governmental hoo-ha. And so I'm going to have to be very, very careful with what I say to people, which is a sad commentary in a way. But I don't know. There's a lot to be said for the laughter and the communication that comes with growing. And I also noticed during these periods of time, sometimes time is distorted from me. I have lost time. I can be talking about something and lose the thought. And, you know, I was kind of worried that it was my mental facilities heading downhill, folks. But tests prove that I'm okay. And the other thing is, there are many people going through this same kind of situation, I guess, where they feel like they're not quite in their own right minds. They feel kind of addlepated is a word I would use. Not a good word. but they feel as though, you know, they're in the middle of a talk and they're talking and all of a sudden they lose a thread of thought and they wonder what has happened. Very often sometimes when you are in the ascension process, you are in essence moving between two worlds. And this moving between two worlds can kind of throw you for a loop because you're moving on from one thing to another, from one measurable space to another, and you're not quite in either space. And it can drive you kind of crazy when you're trying to cope with it. So if you find yourself spacing out, losing conversational input, wondering where you are, just take a deep breath, step back, and sort of focus your mind onto the here and now. Because, quite frankly, it feels to me as though you are actually moving into a higher state of consciousness. And you will continue to have this kind of mental diversity. Is the best way I could say it. Mental division, perhaps, is a better way of putting it. And so you should not worry yourself unduly about it. As you grow with wisdom and understanding, things will become easier for you to comprehend. And that's what's important. I've had a guest coming at the end of the month, and that is on the book, The Time Comp Phenomenon, 1111, that I spoke to you about. The two of the writers of that book will be guests on my show, and I hope you will listen in because it's going to be a really interesting, interesting time. And I am expecting all sorts of neat information provided with a great sense of humor, which we all need when it comes to math. Someone recently asked me about the stock market. It's going to continue up and down. People are making some really silly, egregious errors, shall we say. And don't go and do likewise, because you want to be careful where you put your money and what you do with it. Now is not the time to gamble, because things are going to go back down again before they go back up. It will look like there's a rise. There's all this false hope, which is being batted about. The real turnaround hasn't yet come. So I'm just giving you people a heads up just to be careful about what you're doing with your money and what you're attempting to do, because it's very important not to put yourself into another situation where you will suffer. I know the economy is going to come up, and there's no question that there is a positive beginning, but not yet. So please, please be careful. There's going to be an up and down road going into September, October, and November. Okay? So just be wise with your money. And that's all I can suggest at this time, because I don't really know a whole heck of a lot about the markets. What I get is basically really gut instinct. And so far it's been pretty right on, which is my opinion, of course, and it could not be somebody else's opinion, but from where I sit and from what I have seen and observed, it's fairly accurate. So just be careful and be wise and know that you are loved and cared for, but no matter what, you will be taken care of. Do not allow money to become to the point so important for you that you forget to take care of yourself and ground yourself. Trust in the universe. Trust in where you're growing. If you are having very difficult times now, understand that there's a reason and purpose. What is it? I know it's very hard to understand that and to zero in on it when you're suffering. Believe me, I know what that's like. And I know what it's like to go to bed with fear and concern and awake the same way, feeling very, very upset and just afraid of moving forward. And that's understandable. But believe me when I tell you that there's all the good in the world, the best intentions in the world for you, from all that is, from the Creator being. And you just need to know that and stay in touch with it, please. Just please love yourselves and be careful and be guided by the trust and allow yourself to relax, because all will work out in good time. And it will probably work out better than you could have ever plotted. That is what I have been given to understand, and it is the way I am making my life work today for me, here and now. So that is what I am passing on to you. If the message changes, I'll let you know. But otherwise, yes, let's keep the faith and keep true to one another and with those in our lifetimes. And that is what is important, is what we do with ourselves in our lifetimes. I hope someone else is going to call in to get a reading. It would be a lot of fun. And then I don't want to divulge too much of our coming guests, but I have gotten another book in, which I am enjoying. And it is by Von Daniken again, that same gentleman. And he's talking about the Book of Enoch, which is interesting. I mean, I've had people tell me that it's very interesting and I should read it, yada, yada. Don't know why, but I've never been felt really, really drawn to reading it, though I understand it is a fascinating book. And the thing is, he's drawing, I guess, basically the conclusion that terrestrials and UFOs have been on this earth plane since time immemorial, and some of the gods and goddesses of ancient religions and times and cultures, including Greek, Judaic, Persian, African, South American, all around the world, talked about flying vehicles, Chinese too, which is interesting, and that a lot of what we have here were taught to us by those who came from another star system. And that's not surprising. I mean, for me, that feels, well, yeah, that's pretty comfortable. If you've read any of Diane Cannon's works, and you would see that that is pretty much what she says, too. It's what she's been getting out of information out of people over the years that she's worked. And she, too, has a show here, and I hope some of you listen to her show. She's a very interesting woman and has done a great deal of work to done a great deal to bring a lot of hidden information to light and to enlighten us, not in a frightening way, but in a way which is respectful and courteous and makes good sense to me. And at any rate, some of the other things that I was hoping to talk to you about would be to have you call in again and let's talk about what we can do to make our life easier when we face certain situations. There's always the ability to create novel new ideas and to create the ability to be creative in our response to solutions in our lifetime. The more I read and the more I study, moving into a higher plane of existence, the more insight I receive. That's why education, even after you've left school, is so very important. Continuing to read is so very important. I've met a few people who believe that once they graduate from school, they're done reading. Well, they are the dullest dishwater folks. I can't tell you how dull they are. And it's sad because they are just, they could be very fascinating people. It's just that they don't know how to be. And some people, well, some people are just turned off by education, by the very word. Shouldn't be, because that's something that's very important to you. Somehow I feel I'm rambling today, and I don't mean to, but I guess today is a day that's for education and a day that I'd like to share some understanding and knowledge with some people and see if we can't move forward in today's light. There are a few interesting items that are coming up in the next few weeks, which I hope to share with you. I can't tell you now, because I was told I wasn't supposed to just yet. One of them had to do with a ritual for bringing in prosperity, which I thought was highly entertaining and very interesting. And I might be able to share with you what that ritual is. You can try it if you'd like it and see if it works. I guess, and the thing is, you're supposed to absolutely believe in some of these things. I find it very, very difficult to wrap my mind around certain rituals and traditions, that you would use them as a tool to focus your mind. Yes, I'm into that. That I make sense. That makes sense to me, that you use information and anything, including chanting, will direct your mind and focus it, if you will, to a certain point. And when you concentrate on something and focus your energies, you can bring that into manifestation, whatever it is that you are focusing on. That's part of the creative process of using energies, is precisely that. So that's one of the things that I have been learning these last few months, is focusing my energy, focusing my thoughts, and to bring it in. And as I said, the more I study, the more I listen, the more aware I become of what things are. When one chants, and I don't suppose it matters what one really chants, it's that what you, your intent on what you are doing, that is the greatest force in chanting, quite frankly. Because when you do that, you bring forth into your own mind that which you want to create. And I have found this true in whether it's Gregorian chant or Buddhist chants or chants of anything else. It's a sort of emptying of the mind, but keeping a main thought or focus of intent, I would call it, of what you wish to create. And when you chant, you are creating sound, which brings me to the biblical biblical words of, in the beginning was the Word. And what is the Word but sound? And vibration made from the throat. And I find that a very interesting concept with the Bible and with all ideas of obtaining what you want, that it is through the vibrational focus of sound that we are able to move our world and create something new and special and fascinating. So when you are humming, for example, if you keep in mind a certain intent, and it could be for healing, because humming vibrations are very healing. That is a study that has been done, and it is very healing, especially for infants. So working with infants, if you hum, or if you're working around the house or with yourself, and just hum, you are creating healing vibrations. When you hum, it seems as though whatever you're doing really goes faster. And it's lightened. It's lightening of your work. Someone who is humming when they're doing whatever work that is they're doing is really in two dimensions. And they are literally lightening their load for the work, because humming is a vibrational sound that helps to lift you up, and it helps create a higher level for within you. And that's, you know, really pretty a neat idea, I think, and one that is well worth exploring. If they would allow people to work and hum at the same time, that would be neat, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, just the way people are in the workplace, they wouldn't allow it. But it's a thought. So when you are wanting something, my suggestion is hum, do some housework, do computer work, do whatever it is, and hum, and just keep in the back of your mind, not necessarily forefront, but the back of your mind, what it is that you would like to have happen. And I would say that you should be able to manifest what you want fairly quickly. And I don't know why I'm telling you this, because this is a concept that I'm just now feeling is appropriate to tell you. It's not a concept I considered before even starting this program, but sometimes when I'm with this program, ideas and concepts come forth, and I guess it's one of those open your mouth and let it just come out and see where it leads. So for manifestation specifically, let us see if you can indeed use that vehicle of humming and doing either menial tasks, whether it's something that doesn't require a great deal of thought, in other words, that you can just let your mind focus, a light focus, and glaze over, if you will, and see if that will not manifest to you. And I'd be interested if there's somebody who wants to try this as an experiment. Actually, I think I will, because I'd like to see some things manifest. I think I'm going to try that and see how it manifests, and if so, how quickly what I have manifests. In fact, I would suggest that if we're going to try this, you might want to write down the date you start and what you would like to manifest, and try and practice it just a little bit every day, a couple minutes, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever you can give to it. Even driving a car, I think you could possibly hum and still be completely, totally attuned to driving. And let me know if something does indeed take place, if you do indeed have a manifestation in your life of something that you have wanted to have happen. I think that would be absolutely phenomenal concept and a phenomenal way of getting things done, and it certainly doesn't cost anything, and I'm all about maintaining money in the house and in the pocket at this time of my life. So anyway, for what it's worth, you can try it. It's a short one, but give it a shot. If there's anybody out there who is interested in having a reading for tarot or otherwise, you know, please let me know, because I would like to give another reading. This is my fun time. This is what I get to do and enjoy myself and have a good time doing it. But if not, we'll see what else Spirit has for me to say today. So I will keep in mind that what I would like to do for you today is to provide you ways of receiving abundance, and see if another thought of what we could do or I could recommend would work for you and for me, because quite frankly, I believe I'm entitled to abundance, as are we all. So let me just stop and consider for a moment and think of, nothing else is coming through with great abandon. So I'm just going to say that seems to be the good word for today, with abundance. The next few weeks, I believe, are going to be of vital importance to many people. I believe that we're going to be seeing a few more special people decide to leave this earth plane, and that there is a reason that they need not be here. Medical? Wonderful, thank you. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, who's this?
My name is Pat.
Sorry,
I'm trying to turn off my computer, but it won't shut down. I'm going to go into the other room so you don't have
any
background.
Okay,
okay.
How may I serve you today, my dear?
I was wondering if you could do a reading.
Yes.
I have worries about security of home. I deal with a lot of anxiety that I'm trying to get help for with a natural path.
Okay. All right. These anxieties, and you say security at home. Are you talking financial security or perimeter security?
Financial. I'm on disability. I'm a caretaker, and I've just always not had easy situations. So eventually it's turned into a almost patterned anxiety that I'm just always afraid. Mm. And I would really love to find myself in a relationship with a home and financial security. I've not been involved in relationships for years and years and am ready.
Okay. All right. First of all, you chose this lifetime to learn some real strong lessons. Okay?
Yeah.
And you took it on because when we're on the other side, it looks easy. Yeah, right. But my feeling is that part of your being a caretaker was a lesson that you craved because it was important for you to learn to move outside of yourself. It's very important that most of us, an importance that most of us don't realize, that we bring with us concerns and trials and joys from other lifetimes. This for you was a lifetime where you have chosen to build. And it was one that I think perhaps that it took more than you really realized when you finally got here. In fact, what I'm feeling very strongly is you decided when you first came that you would take on more than you had really planned for. And that's part of the reason for your feeling shaky, because this was more than you had bargained for. And you've now sort of gotten yourself where you don't know what to do to back out. Well, it's very easy. You can simply lay down the burden and say, I've done what I agreed to do, and I choose to now set aside the portion that really is not appropriate for me to handle for the rest of this lifetime. That you can do, by the way, without any kind of a fallback situation. As far as the anxieties are concerned, some of these you have created not because of you, but because of the people that you helped. You have picked up other people's stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to set it aside. One of the things that your clinician or the person with whom you deal should do is help you to release other people's stuff. It's not yours.
Okay.
And this is very, very common among caregivers, by the way. We become so compassionate that we inadvertently identify and pick up with the burden because we are so trying to help them that we almost identify with them, and this is not a good thing. There's always that need, not a shell, but a need to be separate from them and recognize what's yours and what's theirs.
Hmm. And may I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
One job, I work for a man that I may caretake in the future. There is some caring on my part, but I just clean their house. This other situation is the caretaking of a family that's very functional. somehow I've gotten discouraged. I feel like maybe they're healthy people, but I feel like maybe the negativity has gotten me down.
Yes.
So I just want to clarify.
Pick it up. Yeah, you can pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify that I'm not, you know, deeply compassionately caring for people at the moment. But, yeah, I'd like to be able to keep working for them but not carry their negativity.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that's always suggested is putting bright light around you. Okay. And it's a bright white light. And it's sort of like, I always joke and say it was like, if you want to visualize something like in Get Smart, if you're old enough to remember that.
Visualize what?
Visualize a cone of silence coming down over your head, like a light or a cone or a clear shell coming down over your head, protecting you from anything.
Okay.
In that case, it was sound. It's supposed to cut out sound, but now this is to protect you from any negativity. And, yes, you can pick it up and carry it with you, especially if you have a compassionate nature or you have an understanding heart. This can happen. Why? I'm going to suggest, too, have you ever considered hypnosis or hypnotherapy?
Yes.
Okay. If you can get a good therapist, that is an excellent way of being able to shed very quickly things that don't belong to you and to understand what it is and why it is you've chosen the things you have and the lessons you were to learn and how, and you can release them again under hypnosis, which you will see an immediate release, by the way. I'm very much, as you must know, a proponent of hypnosis because I've used it often myself. I use it for myself, and I've used it for undergoing surgery, and I am a hypnotherapist. I have clients. So this is what I do. And I can tell you it is amazing the results that are achieved through the use of hypnosis to release stress, anxiety, fears, and phobias. And when you do this, you can also see things so much more clearly in your own life because you actually are giving yourself permission to look into your own life, and that's what's important. It's you who does the work on you. You're not putting yourself into the hands of anyone else to do the work. You are simply having someone else be a facilitator for you.
Can you do this over the phone?
Can I do that kind of work? Yes, I do. I do.
Oh,
I do.
Over the phone?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But that would not be appropriate here now.
No, I mean, could I call you and work
you
with
could.
You?
Yes, you could. It can be done. Don't do it often, but, yeah, I can. That's not an issue. So if you want that, you can call me. The area code 202-387-2080. Or I can, if I know what part of the country you're in, I can refer you to someone I might know in that area of the country. Or I can refer you to NATH, N-A-T-H. They are on the web. It's National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists. And they have a list of people who are graduates of their program. I am one. And they can refer you to someone. So, you know, you have your choice. You don't need to take me, and I am not exactly, you know, taking a drum and beating a business here, though I would like to if you give me the opportunity, but I want you to have choices, okay? That's
and
very important.
If I feel not skeptical, but like it just wouldn't work for me, that doesn't matter, does it?
No. Everyone hypnotizes themselves twice a day. Once when you're going to sleep and once when you're waking up, when you're in that half-sleep, half-wake state, when you feel heavy and drowsy.
Yeah.
A lot of people who have a first-time hypnotherapy get up and say, gee, I felt like I had a nap. I don't feel I was really under. And I say to them, well, all right, now, if you were to imagine or to make up stuff, would you have chosen the stuff that came out of your mouth? And the answer is always, no, of course not, because the most of it is so bizarre and strange to them. So it's not something that one would do. There are physical manifestations of being in a state of hypnosis, by the way.
Okay.
And hypnosis is simply an altered state of consciousness, which is what you do when you concentrate on something, when you think about something, when you're daydreaming. All of that is simply an altered state of consciousness. It is normal. It is natural. It is not scary. It's not the voodoo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what my feeling is that you are ready to move into a new state of being, and that you are willing to respond to changes in your life, which could include a mate. But you have to be ready. When one has fears, you're more likely to attract people who will respond to that fear, either causing you to be fearful.
Yes.
Or being fearful themselves.
Yes.
So you don't want to draw someone like that. You want to draw
right.
someone who is hopefully healthy, happy, and sane, and free of certain little tics and problems and so forth and so on. So,
right.
you know, it's time for you to make a step in the right direction. I mean, this call verifies that you are ready to open up your own psyche and to explore who you are and to move forward in grace and beauty. That's all I can
yes.
tell you.
Oh, you
okay.
told me an awful lot. I
are
really
sure?
appreciate it. And
okay.
I hope to give you a call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless,
God bless
you. You take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have, if it's a brief call, I have time enough for one more person. And, yes, things are just absolutely wonderful. As I said, I am always willing to refer other people. I'm delighted if someone would like to give me the opportunity to work with them, and that's a nice thing. And if there's something else I can do to help someone today, I would love it. We are coming down to the witching hour. I love talking to you today. I think I gave you important information. And I am so happy to have been able to share with you an insight that I received. And I am hoping that it was not just one of those barmy thoughts that one could come through. But I am going to take my own advice for once. And I am going to try humming while thinking of what I truly would like to have manifest for me. And I may give it a time frame. I'm not saying that one should, although that might not be a bad idea, you know, to have a time frame, because you don't want it to go on for, you know, humpty dump years and you're on your deathbed and it comes through. Not that some ideas are not good that way, but I would like to see a manifestation a lot sooner. So I'm going to give myself a few days, maybe a week. I'm going to focus each day. And once or twice a day, hum, and absolutely positively put into my mind what I want to be achieved during the week, what I want to receive, and let us see if I cannot manifest it. And if so, I will be able to tell you next week whether I was successful or not successful. So that's what I'll do. It's always exciting for me to try something new and different, so I'm going to give it a shot. How's that? Meanwhile, I think we have only about 3 more minutes. So anyone who has a real quick question, a real thought, just to share, complaints, you know, praise, whatever, please feel free to give us a call. And I will respond as best I can in the short time I have available. Otherwise, we are moving into another phase of existence. I know many people have the date 2012 to be the date something's going to happen. I wouldn't hold the universe to that exact date. That's just me, because I think there's just too many slips now and again in the world, because we live in a world filled with information and choices, and the choices that we as human beings make do indeed make a difference in what happens. Every decision that you make today can impact what happens during the rest of the day and during the rest of your life. That's why making mindless decisions is not a good idea. That's why when you ask for something, you want to be very sure that you are aware of what it is you are asking for and look at it and make sure that it's something that's very beneficial. By the way, don't ask for bad to happen to somebody else. Please, 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 please. That is the bestest and quickest way to really screw up yourself, your karma, and your life. Do not wish for something that would deny someone else something. Take from them. If it is something that is due you, put into your mind that what is due you is come in the best and highest way. And do not say that I want it taken from her and given to me or from him. Okay? That's one thing that is very, very important. What you should do in being a person who is a creator in their own right is act like a creator with generosity, with spiritual magnanimity, with good for all in mind. Because when you are creating, you are stepping up the ladder of evolution. You don't get there by crushing people underneath your feet or harming another soul. So when you ask for something, and I just got a confirmation, what I've told you is right on. For me, it's almost a given that I wouldn't ask something. Okay. So anyway, I've just been given my ding-dong bell. Ask for what you want. Think about it. Hum about it. Love about it. Laugh about it. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening. I thank BBS Radio for being my sponsor, for Don for being there for me always. God bless you all, and we will talk to you next week. Goodbye.